And by the way, he mentioned that the Black Panthers getting in trouble. This was in 2008. It was actually a member of the Black Panthers who carried a baton to a polling place in Philadelphia. The Black Panthers disavowed him. Well, now to big news out of New Jersey. A federal jury has found two former aides to New Jersey Governor Chris Christie guilty on all counts in the so-called Bridgegate trial. Bridget Ann Kelly and Bill Baroni were convicted of conspiring to close lanes on the George Washington Bridge back in 2013, to create a major traffic jam to get back at the mayor of Fort Lee for not endorsing Governor Christie's reelection bid. Joe Hernandez, of Here and Now contributor WHYY, has been covering that trial. Joe, how did Kelly and Baroni react?
Well, it was very tense in the courtroom, Robin. Kelly sobbed throughout the verdict. As you said, they were found guilty on all counts. Kelly was sobbing. Her lawyer was reassuring her. Baroni was a little bit tougher to see. I could kind of see the back of his head, but he looked disappointed. After the verdict was read, he smiled again and as he hugged his family. But they both looked very disappointed.
Well, we've talked about the trial. There were emails from Kelly saying things like time to start traffic problems. And when she was told there were traffic problems, emails of her saying things like, am I smiling? But today her lawyer called her a scapegoat. And Mike Baldessari, the lawyer for Bill Baroni, had this to say.
Tell me what this case was about. This case was and is a disgrace.
Remind us of what both Baroni and Kelly said further and what the charges were against them, because they plan to appeal.
Well, the two of them were charged with closing lanes at the George Washington Bridge to create these massive traffic jams for 4 days to retaliate against a Democratic mayor there who didn't endorse Governor Chris Christie for reelection. There was a third person involved in this, a guy named David Wildstein, who also worked at the Port Authority, who pleaded guilty. Kelly and Baroni did make that argument in court, that they were scapegoats, that they didn't know the extent of the political motivations, but jurors decided that that wasn't true. There was a bit of a dispute in court over whether the motivations actually had played a role in whether they were guilty or not of the crimes. Ultimately, jurors decided it didn't matter. They were guilty.
Well, the biggest question of all is, what did Chris Christie know and when? And after the verdict, the reporters asked U.S. Attorney Paul Fishman, why not prosecute Governor Christie if all the evidence in the courtroom pointed to him?
Well, I'm not going to answer the question why I did or didn't pursue anybody in particular. What I will say is exactly what I said at the news conference that we had when the indictment was returned in May of 2015, which is, at the time, we indicted only the people who we believed we had evidence beyond a reasonable doubt, which, as you know, is the constitutional standard, evidence beyond a reasonable doubt to convict in this courthouse.
Well, Joe Hernandez, he said at the time, and he seemed to put a lot of emphasis on that. What do you make of that?
Well, reporters love to ask Fishman this question, why didn't he prosecute Christie? And he always gives the same answer, that he doesn't comment on why he didn't charge certain people with certain crimes. Reporters also asked Fishman, now that the trial has been concluded, might he charge Christie? Because several witnesses said, yes, Christie knew about this lane closure scheme. And some people, Kelly herself, said he even was okay with it. Fishman is notoriously tight-lipped about this. He won't say whether anyone is charged. And he also said that testimony during the case wouldn't be admissible. Christie still denies that any part in it.
Here's what Chris Christie said in a statement after the verdict. He said he's saddened by the conduct of some members of my administration who showed a lack of respect for the appropriate role of government and for the people we serve. But let me be clear, I had no knowledge prior to or during these lane realignments and no role in authorizing them. No believable evidence was presented to contradict that fact. Joe Hernandez of Here Now contributed WHYY. Again, two of Christie's top aides have been convicted in the so-called Bridgegate scandal. Joe, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.